Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is the festival of John Huss, who was a martyr of the church. He died July 6, 1415, burned at the stake for his faith. And he shares July 6th with another great martyr, Sir Thomas More, so we should watch out for July 6th. Have you ever tried to speak truth to power? I have an uncomfortable realization about speaking truth to power. Power does not care to hear about your truth. Unless the people in power are good people, are ethical people, are righteous people, then perhaps they will listen. But most often, when you try to speak truth to power, power says, "I've got it already. I don't need to listen to you." It's very difficult to speak truth to power. And that's what John Huss realized. It's what the prophet Ezekiel realized. When Ezekiel was called by God, God said, "I have a purpose for you." Now, we love to hear that God has a purpose for our life. He said, "My purpose is you're going to stand up and speak and nobody's going to listen." Oh, boy, would I love that kind of job. But Ezekiel was called to speak truth to power, and the powerful did not want to listen to him. But God said, "You still have to speak." When John Huss was speaking truth to power, he was speaking against abuses in the kingdom of God. The church had become the state. And because of that power, absolute power corrupts absolutely, they decided that a great way to fund all the projects inside and out of the church, how to fund war, was to sell the forgiveness of sins. Talk about a holy raffle. And so that was fine for people of wealth. They could put a lot of money in the plate so that they could assure their place in the heavenly kingdom. But the poor were not as fortunate. And so they gave money that they did not have. And the oppression was great. And Huss saw the abuses of power. So his words were to try to stir up the hierarchy in his church. And hopefully they would change. And they did not. The people of the people in poverty, of course, listened to him. And they loved to hear him speak. But the powerful wanted to stop his voice. So when he went to a great council, the Council of Constance, to bring his view of things and to hopefully shake up the church, he was immediately arrested, put in prison, and sat there to languish until his great trial, which was a kangaroo court, and he was executed. Speaking truth to power is a very difficult thing. But God tells us to do it anyway, even if no one pays attention. When Jesus spoke his truth in the story we read today, he was speaking truth about the kingdom of God. And he brought healing in his wake. He brought deliverance. And what did the people of his own hometown do? They said, "Where does he come off? We know where he comes from. We've seen his brothers and sisters. He's a handyman. Who does he think he is?" The Bible says he could do no great work there, could not do any great thing there. But instead of wringing his hands and saying, "I have to go on a PR campaign, I have to help these people understand who I am, it's important," He didn't do that. He said, I'll go teach someplace else. And then he empowered his disciples and said, I'm going to pass the baton on to you. And he empowered them to go out and preach and teach and heal. And when we are not heard, instead of saying it's all lost, sometimes we have to pass the baton on to someone else. Somebody will hear. When Huss was executed, his work had not been complete. He had not seen the change that he had hoped for the church. But his baton was passed on, because there is no church today in Christendom that will say, if you don't pay us, you're not going to heaven. There's no church today that will say there is not grace in abundance. The churches today are speaking the way they do because of the work of John Huss and those who came after him. The work might not be completed in our lifetime, but the work continues. And so whenever people do not listen to us, whenever the powers that be will not hear us, we continue to speak and we continue to pass the baton on to the next generation until there is peace on earth, until God's grace reigns, until we have mercy rather than sacrifice, until all know the beauty and the love of God and love their neighbors as themselves. But there's one more thing. We talk about when people don't hear us. I want to talk about when God does not hear us the way we want him to. When God says no to us. It's easy when people say no. We can let that go. But what about when God? Paul had a terrible affliction. We don't know what it was, but it probably laid him out. And he prayed 3 times, this towering man of strength and of faith, prayed 3 times and said, God, take this away from me. It was a logical prayer. It wasn't a self-centered prayer. This man did a lot for God's kingdom. Don't you think God should have answered that prayer? And God didn't. He said instead to Paul, my grace is enough for you. Now that brings us to a very thorny issue. Sometimes in our attempt to comfort people who have asked God, begged God to take away a disease of a loved one, begged God to save a life, and that life is not saved, sometimes we'll say to them, well, who understands the ways of God, or it's God's will, or God has something better. Don't do that. Because when you're in agony, you don't need to hear that. It's not that God has something better. It's that God's grace will take us through the worst things we can ever imagine. I can just imagine that when John Huss was in prison, that all his followers were praying earnestly that God would spring him from prison, that somehow the people, the evil people who had him chained up, would have a change of heart, and they didn't. I can imagine as he was walking to that stake that there were people praying that he get a last-minute reprieve, and I'm sure he was praying for that. And yet, when he was tied to the stake, was God's grace enough for him? We learn from history that as the flames came up, the man was singing of the mercy and the grace of God. God's grace was enough to take him through the fire. And God's grace is enough for us, even when we feel that if only God would answer my prayer. Two great truths. Always speak the truth, even when no one's listening. And when you feel God has not answered a logical, well thought out, well meaning, good prayer, don't say it's God's will. Just say, His grace is enough. God will get me through even this. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the example of the people who have gone before us, who have spoken truth when no one would listen, and who, at life's end, clung to you and understood that your grace strengthened them, even in the worst of circumstances. We ask that if there are any here that are going through that fire today, that you would speak this word to their hearts and give us all your grace and your hope. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.